Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back over to Des now.
Okay, we're going to reflect on last night's football. First of all, Tottenham began their Europa League campaign with a 3-0 victory over Karabeg, despite going down to 10 men from the 7th minute when Spurs defender Radu Dragosan was shown a straight red card. Brennan Johnson, Dominic Solanke and Pape Sarr got their goals, but that scoreline doesn't really reflect the Karabeg missed a host of good chances, including a penalty. Elsewhere, Rangers were 2-0 winners over Malmo in Sweden, while Katie McCabe's Arsenal were 4-0 victors over Haken in the Women's Champions League. Now, here at home, it's a really big night in the Premier Division because leaders Shelburne have definitely been faltering lately, but they still have a 3-point lead over Derry City and a 4-point advantage on Shamrock Rovers as they head for the closing stages of the league. Tonight, Shelburne host Sligo Rovers. Second place Derry go to Drogheda, and the defending champions Shamrock Rovers look to play themselves right back into the picture when they host Dublin rival St Patrick's Athletic. Waterford meet Galway United and the bottom club Dundalk face a key game against Bohemians. Now going into their trip to Talla, St Pat's boss Stephen Kenny is really pleased with his side's current form and goal threat.
You know, the players have been in terrific form of late. The 6 European games are really good quality. Yeah, you know, performance levels are very high, and we've managed to obviously translate that into our league form, taking 13 points from 15, and it looks like there's goals in the team, so we'll get a real tough test from Shamrock Rovers, who are on a good run themselves, and obviously are a formidable team in their own stadium, so we certainly we're looking forward to the game.
Now in rugby, Leinster will have a crowd of 20,000 for their first home game of the season at the Aviva Stadium tonight. And they'll give a special ovation, no doubt, to Cian Healy, who will become Leinster's record appearance holder. The Loosehead set to play his 281st game for the province in the clash with the Dragons. And when you consider he also has 130 caps for Ireland, it's an extraordinary amount of games in the front row. The 36-year-old will move past Devon Toner in the province's all-time appearance list, starting in a team that shows 7 changes from last week's win away to Edinburgh. The Leinster coach Leo Cullen, full of praise for the Clontarf man.
Yeah, well, I played a lot of games with Keane. That just shows how long Keane's been around. So he's just a remarkable character. Like, he's in, you know, he's the squad, love him to bits now. And, you know, he's just given so much of himself. Great, you know, Dev will be passing on the baton now. But yeah, listen, it's great. Remarkable character, brilliant individual, unique in so many levels. And yeah, listen, delight for him and his family.
Now in golf, going into day 2 of the French Open, Ireland's Lauren Walsh is really well placed, just one shot off the lead. Her round yesterday of 67 included 6 birdies and 2 bogeys. Shane Lowry, though, had no birdies in a round of 75 in the Spanish Open. He's 10 behind the tournament leader, Spain's Angel Hidalgo, who's on 6 under par. And on the international front, the USA looks set to continue their President's Cup dominance. They completed a 5-0 whitewash over the international team in the opening 4 balls match in Toronto in Canada. In snooker, Mark Allen made a maximum break of 147 during his third round match against Ben Mertens at the British Open. The Irish men's cricket team plays South Africa in the T20 international today in Dubai. In racing, Eagles Reign, trained by Ross O'Sullivan, won yesterday's feature race at the Listowel Harvest Festival, the Liam Healy Memorial L'Artigue Hurdle, under jockey Tom Harney. Ross O'Sullivan, a son-in-law of Ted Walsh, married to Katie, and this latest win adds to his recent run of excellent form, which included a big success at Leopardstown in the Irish Champions Festival. As he savoured this victory, O'Sullivan told Dave Keane, he's so happy to be just doing something he loves.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And whether it's a pint-to-pint or it's, you know, Galway or Aintree or wherever, Cheltenham, it's brilliant. I love it, and it's really feed off it and get a great kick out of it. And it doesn't matter how big or small a winner it is, but it's something that's really passionate about, and I wouldn't swap it for the world. It's a way of life, and it's something I wouldn't swap now. Anyway, no matter what sort of numbers you had, it's great to be able to do something that you love.
And the owner as well, Tommy Ward. I was beside him when the horse was second at Cheltenham. It's like as if the horse had won. Like, you just imagine the reaction from him if he had won. But he's won here today. He gets some kick out of this too.
He does. And actually, from the kick, I often find that when you even get more of a satisfaction when you see the owners really, really enjoying it. And Tommy has been with me from the very, very start. He when we only had 10 horses, he gave us a horse, and he's been with us all the way along. And, you know, a great man, great help for all the way along the way. A great man for advice, and very popular man. And and I'm just delighted to have the success for him, because it shows like that he's like you said, he hasn't just come in overnight. He's been there all along, all the way along, and we get on great. And he's a top owner that enjoys his race, and then it's lovely to see it.
What's it like to share a gallop with Ted?
No, Ted rules the roost, and that's it. And I follow along. He's great for advice. He rang, first man to ring after all the success. He rang straight away after that horse won. He said, "Well done," and absolutely delighted. And he gets a great kick out of watching the horses run and win. And he enjoys it as much as I do.
Yeah, well done to Ross O'Sullivan. And that Listowel meeting continues today. There's also racing action in Dundalk.